alive in Christ. To me, that says very much what I saw in Mamie. She was very much alive in this church. She was very lively in this church. We had many lively discussions at Bible study where she was always the one to bring up the hard questions, the unexpected references. She was an excellent student of the Bible and frequently challenged all of us to look into our Bibles more diligently and more thoroughly than we might have otherwise, because she saw things that not everyone might see.
Amen.
She was alive and lively in her participation of our church family. She was important to us here, as she was important to all of you, which is testified by your presence here. I know that she has made a difference in a lot of lives. There are things in the history of her life written here that I hadn't known about before. Somebody else from the church said, well, I didn't know all that stuff. I don't think any of us knew all that stuff. Because she was not one to boast. She was not one to blow her own horn. She was someone who was quiet about herself, but always interested in other people, always interested in what was going on, and always interested to participate, to help, to challenge, to encourage, and to support. I said to somebody earlier this afternoon that I would, you know, think that Mamie would appreciate me being dressed up, but if I had worn a Hawaiian shirt, she would have said, well, that's okay too. She was very supportive of us in however we chose to celebrate, however we chose to worship. But she was also insightful and incisive in her interest in the Scripture. One of the last things that she said to me was that when she got out of there, referring to the hospital, she was going home. And I have no doubt in my mind that she is home with her Heavenly Father right now. Maybe that's not exactly how she meant it, but I know that I didn't have a whole lot of concerns about her in that sense, because I already knew what strong faith she had, and she wasn't real concerned about those things either. It was uncomfortable for her to be in the hospital, but she was not uncomfortable. She knew who she was. She knew whose she was, and she knew where she was and where she was going. God grant that we can all be so comfortable when it comes time to meet our Maker. Because for all of us, there comes that time. And we want to be ready. And so we read Paul's words to the church in Rome with interest and excitement, to know that we are alive in Christ, that we have that Spirit, that Holy Spirit, that Spirit of Christ, which transforms us and transcends this world and promises us a place in the next world. Not just in that last day, but every day. She lived like she was interested in what was going on, not just in this world, but in the next. But that didn't mean she stopped caring about the people that she knew in this world. And I'm sure that those people who worked with her and were her students remember her fondly, although I suspect sometimes she could be difficult on her students, because she was very precise and exact in her understanding of the truth. And I don't doubt that she challenged a lot of people to be better than they might have been had they not known her. She certainly did me. And so I want to thank you for coming here to celebrate her life and to remember the wonderful things, the wondrous faith, the beauty of this person that we knew as Mamie Wright.